Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan. Charlie Baker.
You're listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast of me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And we are in the same room, John.
How about that?
What about it? Not me struggling with my laptop saying, yeah, I've just got to update it.
I sit there for 10 minutes, me not hearing from you. What's happening?
Sorry, me battery ran out. Professional, John.
Flipping heck. Anyway, none of those problems.
We're here. We
in
are
this
here.
State-of-the-art Why, studio. Look at it's that. Very nice, isn't it?
There's something I need to show you in this studio, actually, John, which is no good to the podcast whatsoever, so I won't.
No, actually, I'm interested to see it.
No, it's something you can turn.
You just turned your mic off.
Turned my mic off.
Is that what you wanted to show
this
you?
This is a screen, but I don't know how you get it to come up.
How do you get it up?
No. Can't get it up, John. That's what I want to tell you. Look, I feel happens like to a lot of men.
Dangerous to try and press it.
Might be a byproduct of this. It's that. No, it's that in front of you. That in front of you. Move that keyboard out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
And press that down.
This button?
Yeah.
There's a button. Should I press it?
Press that.
No.
No, it doesn't work. There we are, John. There we are. Usual technical
fault. It's all broke.
This is worse than Alan and Gammy Knee talking about selling a chainsaw and having a bonfire, which has proved hugely popular, John.
I liked Alan Baker's phrase, I'll be happy as a lark.
He would.
Never heard that before.
Well, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you give him a chainsaw and a bonfire and he's happy as a lark. How happy do you think larks actually are, John?
Yeah.
Because a lark, they're not whistling because they're happy, John, are they? They are whistling for mating reasons.
Yeah.
Or threat reasons or food reasons, which are all reasons that Alan Baker whistles.
It's also a very good word to say if you're doing an impression of David Bumble Lloyd, the cricket commentator. Lark.
Oh, lovely. Yes, yeah. I'm happy as a lark.
Start the cure. Oh, there you go.
He's gone in with an early impression.
Straight
John.
In.
On the Natobs
pod. Just to let you know, I can do a couple of impressions.
Can you?
Yeah. Just let you know.
And I would just let you know. It is a couple.
It's nice not a to couple be in. Few thing, it's just a couple.
Nice to be in the same room, John.
Isn't it?
The National League started again. I mean, not properly, though, of course, as
we know
because
yeah.
If you are new to the National Obsession, you will know that we don't count anything until it gets dark, do we, John?
No.
It has to get dark in the
evenings.
Which
is why you'll find that despite Torquay's defeat, we're pretty peppy, pretty up and pretty fine because it doesn't count.
Not a problem. We're always going to lose to Altrincham on the end of the beginning of the season. Later on, we'll be speaking to Altrincham Jean later
she
on.
She is coming on.
Daisy Seller.
Daisy
she's coming
Seller.
Up. Foff number, John. Come on now.
Oh
blimey. John, come on now.
I've not got my
What
laptop,
episode number is this?
So I don't know. Oh, no.
What episode number is this?
Bear with me. I don't know any of these facts.
We need to know episode numbers and FOF. It's numbers you struggle with.
I do.
Absolute numbers.
Gammy sent them over, didn't I? I just searched my emails for Gammy's spreadsheet.
Yeah, Gammy's spreadsheet now.
FOF's March.
Will be involving chainsaw sales.
No, that was post.
Am I being ripped off by Alan Baker on the chainsaw? That's the sort of...
That's regard to Gammy.
Has anyone got in touch to buy the chainsaw? No one. A few people got in touch to ask if it was still available or near offer.
No, I think there was a lot of interest, but no, I don't
know. No actual buyers. John, come on.
No,
now.
I don't know.
Well, we'll ask Daisy herself. Actually, I tell you, I can find it quicker than you, because on Daisy Sellers Altrincham Jeans Insta, she's FOF number 42, John.
Oh, very good.
Which is, of course, the meaning of life. And there we are. So, Daisy Sellers, she'll be joining us later on. She went to the match. She went to Playmore for the first ever time.
She was there,
and she went out in Torquay the night before. We're going to do a deep dive.
I will be asking.
You know how The Athletic go into minute detail?
A long read.
Who makes Jack Grealish's socks? You know, and do they make him faster? Yeah.
So should we work out what's coming up on the podcast very quickly?
Oh, why actually, not?
I've got two things written down that I need to ask you about.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want to do that first?
Are they not part of the podcast, John? Or?
Let's work out what's coming up on the podcast.
Let's find out. Here we go.
So on the way on this podcast, I've got two things to ask you about. Talking during the week, you said, don't forget to ask me about Brian Barwick. Yeah, so I'm going to ask you in a minute.
I meant to talk about that at the end of last season, yes.
And don't forget to ask me about Babbicombe Model Village either.
Yes.
Which I am also going to ask
scandal,
you about
John.
In just a moment.
There is a scandal at Babbicombe Model Village.
What people might be here for is, of course, the complete breakdown of the first weekend's National League. Yeah,
because people
go through the results.
Let's not forget, we are a National League podcast.
We are first and
not
foremost.
A Torquay podcast. We wouldn't narrow cast like that. We wouldn't go that niche.
No.
Actually, the Torquay Talk podcast, John, they're up for an award.
I saw that.
They're
not a podcast, are they? They're a blog.
They're a blog, are they?
I think there's a website.
Podcast as well. I think they do a podcast, John.
No,
what's
but that's
that
not them.
Talking
Talkie. That's Talking
Talkie. Oh, yes. It's always a pun on the name. Very but nice bunch of lads. Our view on it is congratulations, Talkie Talk, for being nominated for that. Really, really great. We will be voting for you, of course.
I've already voted for them.
I haven't yet. I will, John. You've made me look stupid. People may say, why aren't you... We didn't enter, John. We're very much the Dover Athletic.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't lose if you don't enter.
You know. Fine us. Fine. Deduct points if you like.
Not that we're saying we'd be anywhere near it. We're not to the level of Talkie Talk, of course. But, you know, there we are. Right, come on, John. What else we got?
And, yeah, I mean, a complete
That's it, is it? Just
round
a roundup and
League.
My two bits
We've got
of things.
Some letters. I'm going to bring you the diaries of Tony Clientelse, the Barnet chairman.
If no one's seen that online, then do... look for that, but John will tell you about it later on. But yeah, that is quite unbelievable. I'm so pleased it's not my club. We'll get to the result in a minute. But what did I say last week, John? Harry Kewell is not the right person to be in charge of Barnet.
Absolutely not.
It's going to be exciting watching that. Whoa, the lights.
Why are the lights
is that
going,
you, John?
The lights are. Oh, and off. We went disco off.
Have you turned the lights there, John? Turn the lights
down. Try and turn them back on. This is all a bit going pitch darkness. Hold on.
Maybe it's a safety feature.
Why did that happen?
Maybe it's a safety feature. Is there a button? I can't see myself. But they're trying to save the earth in the News UK building, John.
I shouldn't think so.
No? I think that's what it... No?
Oh. Maybe it's one of those ones we pressed earlier.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell, John. Come on, get the... I mean, we can sit in the dark and do a podcast.
Hello?
It's an audio...
I'm now in the gallery.
Now he's gone into the gallery. Yeah. This has not worked out, being in a studio together.
Is there a button?
This is worse than...
I'm just going to press a few things.
Oh, God. This is a disaster.
Oh, dear. No, there's no light button.
Come on, John.
There's nothing that says light.
Not here on the side.
I'm going to come back in and press all those buttons again.
Yeah, that's you. You've wrecked that. Anyway, while John's out... I'm looking forward to telling him the Brian Barwick story. I think it's going to die on its ass, but we'll find out.
Why don't you start the Brian
Barwick? We're doing this by torchlight. Podcast by torchlight. Is anyone?
I tell you what, I'll take a picture of us.
In the
here you go.
I wonder why that's happened. There it is. In
there
the dark.
We go. In the dark.
Maybe it might be better, John, because you know how they say your senses take over.
Yeah.
That if one goes, the other one sort of. Turns out.
Have you been eating your carrots?
Oh, actually, I've got another story to tell you, John.
Okay,
well,
let's kick off with the three
brilliant
bits
of story, right? Yesterday, went to go to the loo before I went. I was in Lyon, and in Lyon,
yes,
John, you might
not
have,
in France.
You might not have ever been in one of them. I was in a Lyon, right? It's a cafe. It's not a cafe, is it? It's like a table food. Lyon never quite give you enough food, do they? It's very, very nice, the food, but you sort of have to order two things. That's probably what their game is. Anyway, I said, oh, can I use your loo? They went, yeah, you need to know the code. I was like, oh, that's fine, yeah, fine. What's the code? They went, oh, you might need to write it down. I was like, all right, okay. And I went, okay. She went, it's one. This is how fast she said it. One, two, three, four. I went, and I was like waiting for like then like, you know, 8, 4, 6, 4, 5, you know. But that was it. It was one. I was like, I'm hoping she was having a joke with me, John.
Was she?
No. No, 1, 2, 3, 4 was the... Yeah, I said, are you... I was like trying not to be rude to her because I needed to use the loo. But like, otherwise, you might withdraw the code.
Yeah.
But I know
quickly
it now,
change
John.
It.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4 And four. Said really slow.
So where's that Lyon?
Lyon. London Bridge.
London Bridge.
If anyone needs the loo,
one, two,
you're
three,
in London
four.
Bridge. 1, 2, 3, 4 Uncrackable code.
Should we go there after we're done?
Yeah, why
just,
not?
Just go and use the loo.
Just go and use the loo. I can use the loo here whenever I want. Like a private members club.
That's very funny.
Right. I was at the Euros Cup final, John. The absolute England-Italy final.
Yes. Also known as the worst place on earth.
It was awful. It was really... I went to the semi-final and we had a brilliant time at the Denmark game and the Germany game. Absolutely brilliant. And then... We went to the final, which was absolutely horrible. It was like a festival of the worst people you've ever met in your life turned up on Wembley Way. Anyway, we got in. It was fine once you were in. And then I sat down. And then about 30 minutes into the game, some AirPods fell over my, like fell on my lap. Right? And I was like, oh, God. I said, turn around. Has anyone lost some AirPods? Because they're expensive, aren't they? Has anyone lost some AirPods? Right? And I was like, oh, that's Brian Barwick behind me, right? Because we were in the sort of FA bit. I was like, oh, that's Brian Barwick. And everyone looked at me, no, no, no. And then to the left of Brian Barwick was like a bloke who looked like Brian Barwick, but just like had a bit more hair.
It wasn't like his body double,
but,
was
but
it? In case
was,
of
no, not quite,
trouble.
But like looked like him, but like a bit dippier, right?
Did you have a moustache as well?
Yeah, more or less. And he went, oh, they're mine. I was like, all right. They just fell out your ears. Went, there they are, mate. And he went, and he didn't say thank you or nothing. Just took them and put.
Oh.
Just like, and I was like, that's classic. That was classic National League behaviour, wasn't it?
It's the National League chairman, we should say, Brian Barr.
Yeah, yeah. He used to be, not anymore.
Is he not?
Yeah, okay. I was like, you've dropped your AirPods. Say thank you, Brian Johnny Barwick, whatever your name is.
Brian Barwick Jr.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Probably is. That not didn't have much of an end to that story, but we all got to have a go at Brian Barwick, so that was fun.
Was he sat with the bloke who, from James? From
no, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, yes, the bloke from James was there. Yeah. Me. Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know. Oh, I thought he was called James.
Tim. No, is it Tim? No. Anyway.
So that's story number one.
Well,
now,
there's two. I've done two stories there, John.
Babacan Model Village.
Babacan Model Village. Went, come, baba, come, baba, 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 come, come. Went last week with the family. It is brilliant, John. Oh, I was thinking this is going to be a load of old rubbish. It is brilliant.
Oh, it's not been for years.
It's going to be junk, right?
20
years.
And
it is so good. It was so good. It was £12.50 in, which I thought was all right.
Yeah.
Right? And... it is so well done. It's a really nice afternoon, really nice couple of hours. Really, really good time. Anyway, I was looking forward to it because last time I went on the Wembley Model Village bit. It's Torquay v Cambridge. And no, who is it? It used to be Torquay beating England.
Yeah, something
it used
like,
to be
yes.
like Torquay 2, England 1. Right. It was always a bit like, okay, I like what you've done here, right? And also, it should be playing more, shouldn't it? Rather than, anyway. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Torquay United at Wembley. This is going to be good fun getting down there. I wonder what they'll have done with it. Then I thought, I hope they haven't done Bristol, like a Hartley ball.
Yeah.
Or something like, you know, got down. It's not that. Worse. Italy 3, England 2. The goals.
They got rid of the goals. Oh, for God's sake.
I turned.
We should ring them.
I'm going to ring them. I think we should ring them, John, because I'm going to ask...
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that. And ask when they're going to reinstate Talkie United into
Wembley. This is a joke. Right, we'll ring them.
Joke place. Should we ring them now?
Do you want to ring them now?
We'll ring them now. Let's try and get hold of them now. Can you do that in this studio?
I'm going to have to go through to the gallery again.
Good, right? Good. Let's go.
See my way out. But before we go all watchdog on them, are you sure of this fact? Is this
100%
definite?
John. Right. 100% factual.
Okay. If they don't want to get libeled.
I'm not going to be rude to them.
Tim Booth, by the way, from James.
Tim Booth, there we are. Those who find themselves ridiculous, sit down next to me.
Open till 9 p.m.
Yeah, well, they light it up at night, John. You used to be able to go in the day and then go and you, on your same ticket, go again at night and see it all lit up. Isn't that brilliant?
That's quite good.
Because of the pandemic, you can't do that at the moment.
I won't be going now either. No, not now. They've replaced the gold.
I'm going to ask them. Hello, are they there? It's a tiny little phone. When they answer it, they have a little mouse answer.
Oh, and phones are not usually covered, though. You can leave a message.
Let's try. We'll leave a message.
On our website, www.model-village.co.uk. For more information, please press 1. If you were running late for your booking, don't worry. As long as you are here before latest entry time, it is no problem.
What about Talk United?
For all sales and marketing inquiries, along with prize ticket requests, these are handled by email only. Mail at model-village.co.uk.
Not a Model Village podcast.
If you wish to try and reach us by phone, please be aware that we cannot take arrival time bookings over the phone.
Okay, that's fine.
Our phones are usually not covered, and contacting us via email or social media is advised.
Okay.
For visit information...
Oh, you really don't want to use a phone, do they?
They don't. Ooh.
To try and reach us, please press 2.
Press 2, John. Press 2, John.
Hold on. I've buggered it. Hold on.
You've put the phone down, John.
Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing.
Come on. Come on. Not a Model Village podcast, John. We'll have to tweet them. We'll have to tweet them and ask. This could be our campaign for the season. Isn't it?
Bring back.
Woking away.
Oh, they're not going to answer, are they?
Instead of Wembley.
Oh.
Sorry, we're unable to
take. No surprise. Dear.
Bottled it.
Bottled it. Right, well, we will make it an ongoing campaign, John, because our campaign is going to be to get Talk United back to Babbacombe Model Village, because I think it's an absolute disgrace that it's England losing as well, which I don't really understand. And I really think we've got to try and... If everyone, all the foffs, everybody who listens, we're not a talkie podcast, we're not a Model Village podcast, but it'd be really good if we could all get in touch with Babbacombe Model Village and ask them to reinstate Talkie United. The talkie woking game. Wouldn't that be great? Don't you think, John?
It would. Sorry, I'm back.
You're back. Okay, there we are. That's it. There's me three stories, John.
Right, let's do some news then. Shall we? The National League gets to get back because Saturday was.
It must be on something. It's now gone pink.
Is that like being in Amsterdam?
You've shown me this studio.
Red light district. It's now got really weird. There we go.
The lights are back on. Maybe it's whenever we say anything any good. The lights work. John, right. I'm desperate for some National League news.
National League news. Here we go. Let's go back to Saturday. Alder shit nil, Chesterfield 2. So a pretty traditional start there from Alder shit. Losing to Chesterfield, a good start for Chesterfield. Shimanga, I saw.
Oh, I know. He scored. That's such a good signing, isn't it?
Got on the score sheet.
Such a good
signing.
Chesterfield. A lot of people's tip for the top.
Tip for
Chesterfield,
the top.
John. Yeah. And you never know. They might find it in them.
My tip was Stockport. I'm sure they had a really good start. We'll come down. We'll come on to that in a moment. Barnet nil, Notts County 5. Now we have to.
Yes.
I mean, Notts County, fair play, is a good start. But we have to talk about Barnet.
It's only Barnet.
But you sent this to me. I missed it.
I will say as well, Barnet went down to 10 men. You know, we know you can mess up in this division a lot. So well done, Notts County. Well done, Nottingham County.
On the Monday, Barnet put a message up on their website, a message from the chairman.
What was it? Just wishing all the fans a great week. Full stop.
They've had the week from hell. It's needless to say, yes. Barnett in the run-up. We experienced a number of challenges in the run-up to Saturday's games, and they wanted to explain a few of the challenges. Monday, after weeks of chasing, the new team kit finally arrived, only to discover that the manufacturer put the club badges on the garments and the sponsor logo on the front of the shirt was too small.
Oh, gosh.
That was a bit of a problem, bit of an issue. But on Tuesday, it was apparent our biggest challenge was going to be staffing. All the stewards were on furlough. They'd come back from holiday and gone straight on furlough. So they've been there. It never rains, it pours.
That's Tuesday,
at Barnet. So
none of them could play Saturday.
The issue of the kit was also raised, so that was still going on. As if they didn't have enough to deal with. Wednesday, efforts to get staff to badge the shirts up proved fruitless. So we took the decision to shut the club shop, but still go ahead with the kit launch. Not quite sure how that worked. Still trying to resolve.
Thursday, we realised we employed Harry Kuehl as our manager.
Still trying to resolve the kit problem. In the meantime, they managed to find a new company to run the tea huts on Wednesday.
Okay, well, some good news, John.
But this was their first match day experience, so it was a bit of a learning curve. They also found a new chef.
Who have they got to do it?
They had to find a new chef for the Hive Bar, but they found one on Wednesday. For the hospitality.
Isn't there, like, agency staff been... for that sort of thing, you know?
The media team now only consists of one staff member who was doing the ticketing. And so was unable to do...
And running the tea bar.
Unable to do any commentary, so they had to cancel the commentaries. That's Wednesday. This is only Wednesday. Thursday, the beer delivery didn't arrive.
Oh, I understand the 5-0. I understand the 5-0, John. Now.
To quote, the bombshell dropped. Heineken were on strike. So this is a big problem. They had no Heineken, so they had to... So we rang around trying to get beer. Most pubs were not selling stock.
It's
unbelievable. It's
They've
just
had a terrible
ending.
Week. I mean, none of this affects the players so far.
Meanwhile, they hadn't received any match balls, bench kit or shirt numbers from New Balance. You themselves have had supply issues.
I will say your bench jacket did take ages to turn up. So we understand.
I've stolen Harry Kuehl's bench jacket.
We've got empathy there, John, because it did take ages.
They started to badge up the team kit and number the team kit and dispatch them to Hemel Hempstead FC to get some extra transfers that they had. God. So that's it. Friday, finally got the team kit.
They went into the transfer market.
Friday, finally got the team kit badged up. Also managed to locate 2,000 cans of Foster's.
Good.
So things
Thank
are finally looking up.
Where did they locate
Dispatch
them?
Someone to get load those into a van and get them back and into a cold store. Unfortunately, the new chef who they appointed earlier in the week was not up to standards. So they had to close the Hive Bar.
Who have they got to do these things? I found a chef. Are you a chef? Yes. You cannot believe
stewarding, no stewards.
You'd think this was some
no club shop,
sort of
no kit,
village
chef's
hall
beer.
Going on, you know. Or this is a proper a club that was in the Football League for a long, long time.
And on Saturday, stewards and staff failed to turn up. System IT failures, player injuries. It never rains, it pours at Barnet.
John,
shirt sponsored too I have small a, on I've, Monday.
We no were sacking chefs on Thursday.
Stewards on furlough by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, got by Notts County.
Very nice, John.
I quite like to do the Very diaries good. Of Tony Clientas, the chairman. We'll do that next week.
I'm hoping he gives us an update on his week. Because that is just general things that have happened in a
no
company.
No bearing whatsoever on the,
on the playing
on the
stuff. The playing stuff, none of that affected them whatsoever.
Did you have a worse week than Tony Clientas, nationalobsession@gmail.com?
Well, we sort of did because we lost 3-1 to Altrincham at home, but there we are. Well, okay.
Poor old them.
Well,
so
you can understand
Notts
it.
5,
well done,
Notts
County. Well done to them.
Halifax 1, Maidenhead 2. So Halifax, remember, I tipped up last week to do quite well.
Yeah, it's
this
gone
year.
Well, John.
It went well.
Stockport top, Halifax doing well.
Kings Lynn 0, Southend 1. So Southend got off to a good start. And
easy,
a nice, easy trip.
Nice,
but
easy trip.
It's never really an easy place to go, Kings Lynn.
It is from Southend.
Well,
it's the right side of the country. About as good as it gets.
I mean, it's always quite... It's a hard place to go.
Yeah, good luck. Obviously. Good luck.
Solihull Moors 2, Wrexham 2 was probably the result of the weekend, wasn't it? Just lovely. Solihull Moors 90-odd minute equaliser. Wrexham cruising on their way.
Nottingham County's annoyance with Neil Ardley was always that he was a draw specialist.
Yeah.
Too many draws. But if you can draw like that with Wrexham, you know, on their big day... Their big Hollywood day, like, you know, they've pulled it out of the bag there, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty good. Paul Mullin scored, didn't he? A penalty.
He did score, yes. Stockport 1, Dagenham 3. So again, if you listened to the National Obsession last week, you said Dagenham would have a good year. We both agreed they would.
I'm putting them up there to do a Solihull. If anyone's going to do it, I think it's going to be them.
It was 1-1 at half time. Dagenham came out in the second half.
No one
on
likes playing them. No one.
Torquay 1, Altrincham 3. We'll come on to that in a bit.
Yeah.
Woking, Willstone 1, Woking 2. Bloody hell, Mary! Amaro.
Bloody hell, Amaro. Why do you bloody do that for us, Amaro?
Nice header, actually.
You bloody head on it. Oh, you have. Bloody hell.
Yeah, two goals from Max Kretschmar.
He's good, isn't he? Woking. He's How have Woking kept hold of him?
No. Buse was playing for Woking.
Was
well.
He? Started not for Woking,
well.
For
Wilstone,
yeah,
sorry, yeah.
Don't get it wrong, John. Don't embarrass yourself.
And Weymouth, 0, Bournemouth, 2. I'm not going to do the table. It's irrelevant.
It doesn't matter, John, as we've said, till about 12 games in. Yep. And even then, it doesn't matter till about February.
No.
By all accounts, the Torquay United result, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Everything that could have fallen to them in the box did fall to them in the box.
Some comedy defending.
We just, it sounded like we bottled it, John,
yeah.
To me. Look, I'm not going to say it about the player I always have a go at, John, but... Gee whiz, it drives me up the bloody wall.
I think you weren't the only one.
Hey, as well, John, I was stuck on the M4, so I couldn't get anywhere near the game, right?
Yes.
And I tuned into Ray and Dave. It wasn't Ray and Dave.
What?
It was Ray, not Dave. I don't know where Dave was.
If you gave me the option, I'd have Ray, not Dave.
Would you?
Yeah. Hmm. If I had to choose, ideally you'd have them both.
Okay.
But if I had to choose one of them, I think I'd just have a bit of Ray Duffy, actually.
I don't know who the other guy was.
He did have someone else with him.
He had someone else with him. Wasn't just Ray flying solo.
Flying solo.
No Dave Thomas this week.
My own.
Flying solo, of course, like a solo gull there over Cockington. As one of the thatch roofs burns down.
Yes. We hope they all got out alive.
Got out alive, of course. Of course, the thatch roof is the...
Hopefully their contents insurance is up to date as well, Dave.
An insurance nightmare, of course, the thatch roof.
Like when the,
nice on a chocolate box, but not necessarily in your house. Anyway, enough about chocolate boxes. I think you've had enough chocolate, Ray.
But like when the old grandstand burnt down here at Playmore,
yes,
Dave.
Of course, yes. Early 80s.
Old Dave Webb years, of course, Dave.
Of course, on
so
Netflix.
He lost it over the summer.
On Netflix. Seen you on Netflix there, Dave. Not a big star like you. Of course.
Got the old red carpet out for you here, Dave, as you arrived.
But the reason I didn't listen to all of it, John, because every time I turned on, because I had to do it on my phone and it wouldn't quite connect to my car. It was a bit of a nightmare, to be honest.
And you having tech problems.
Every time I turned on, bloody Altrincham scored.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, God. Anyway, look, should we talk to someone
to
who was there?
Come on.
All our FOFs are amazing people, John.
Yes.
None more amazing than our Altrincham fan, Altrincham Gene, who's written to us a couple of times and is superb FOF. And her name is Daisy.
She's not actually called Altrincham Jean. Yeah.
We like calling her Altrincham Jean because I couldn't remember her name one week. And I just plucked Altrincham Jean out of the air. And I quite like it. But her name is Daisy Seller. And she joins us now. How exciting. Hello, Daisy.
Hello.
And you went to Torquay v Altrincham on Saturday. You had a night out in Torquay on Friday night. First of all, tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. What a place.
Is that sarcasm or genuine? I'm not sure.
Where did you go?
We started off at this rather rough-looking place. Is it called The Hole in the Wall?
It's called Paignton.
You have to be more specific than that, I'm afraid, in talking.
Hole in the Wall. And then we went to the Something and Parrot.
Yeah.
And that wasn't much better. And then we ended up at the Rock Garden, which we then kind of continued to frequent over the weekend.
Okay, and did you drink sort of blue drinks or were you having like a classy weekend?
Fruity ciders this weekend.
Yeah.
Nice, good stuff. And you, where did you stay, Daisy?
We stayed at the Burlington Hotel on the Babbacombe Road.
Did you go on the beach at all?
No, shamelessly. we meant to, but...
And did you have fish and chips, Daisy?
No, I'm vegan.
Don't apologise to me. I'm not part of the butchery community. Now, tell us about the game. Did you turn up in hope, Daisy?
We were hoping for a draw. That would have been a result for us. We would have been well happy with a draw. So, actually, with what happened, we were ecstatic.
Tell us about Altrincham's off-season. Did they have done many signings, kept players from last season? How's it going?
We lost one of our star players from last season, Ali Smith. I think did he go to Sutton? They snapped him up at the beginning of the pre-season. We managed to keep Ryan Colclough, who's another great player.
He scored the goal at Playmore, didn't he? Really good goal at Playmore against us.
Last year. Yeah, I think Plymouth actually wanted him, but he didn't want to.
He's only human.
Absolutely. we managed to keep him. We've signed a couple of players. Our pre-season friendlies have been mediocre, but it's new people gelling, isn't it?
So, yeah, always the way, isn't it? Yeah. But then you got to Playmore. Tell us your first thoughts of Fortress Playmore. Were you in the away end or were you in Bristow's bench?
We were in the very last part of the side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They didn't open the away end for us.
No.
I hear they only do that for big-time clubs.
The best view.
It's the best view. It's good there. View.
Yeah, although somebody managed to get in there and they was egging the pitch, egging our goalkeeper in the early minutes of the game.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it's very bizarre. I've never seen that at football before.
Throwing
raw eggs at our goalkeeper.
Well, like over the stand, over the top of the stand, or from inside?
I think they were inside. We were so high up in the stand, we couldn't actually see underneath, but that's where they seemed to be coming from.
This is the first I've heard of this. I've not read that in any match reports or anything. Eggs.
Eggs, yeah.
Throwing eggs. Well, wow. What did the keeper...
We tracked down the phantom.
Who was it? Yeah. Who was it? We never know. All right. Well, I'm sorry, but I'll apologise for that. Then you did win the game, so...
Well, to give Ultram a lot of credit, you are very much our bogey team of recent years, and it sounds like you absolutely deserve to win, so no problems there. What is your hope for this season, Daisy? Are you sort of because up until Christmas, New Year, you were flying at the top of the table last season, and then it kind of dropped off. So you're sort of hoping for consistency. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Mid table would be brilliant for us. The aim is to stay up.
Yeah.
So yeah.
The aim is to stay up. Surely not. I think there's enough to go down.
Hopefully.
Dover are going to go down, aren't they? Dover, Kings Lynn, they'll go down. There's only one more space, isn't it? And then you won the game. And what was it then? Mm-hmm. Out on the pints till you went home the next day.
I think we overdid it a bit on Friday night.
Oh.
my whole family was on holiday in Torquay. So the game, we went to tea with them, and then headed out for a bit longer, but we didn't last as long on Saturday night. We peaked too soon.
And who have you got this weekend?
We've not actually got a game on Saturday because we've had our pitch redone. Our first home game is the 4th of September, but we're away at Halifax on Bank Holiday Monday.
Are you going to go to that?
I'm not. No. I'm sacrificing it for cuddles with my friend's baby.
I wondered who you were going to say then. For cuddles with an old man I met. Thank you so much for being on the National Obsession today.
No problem at all.
And I hope you'll be our Ultram correspondent.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Brilliant. On the ice to you.
On the ice, guys.
On the ice, Daisy.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Lovely John.
Yes.
Any letters?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
One letter.
One letter. That's not letters then, is it, John?
One letter today. Charlie Hewings.
Hello, Charlie.
I don't know your FOF number. Or if you've
is
got one,
fof,
I'm Sons FOF information.
Why
can't be any help.
Right, okay.
Because I cycled into there and I can't carry my laptop. It's too heavy.
John's got a Brompton. Absolutely.
Just wanted to mention it.
He's addicted to it.
Also, Charlie, I think, was the guy who came up to us at Ashton Gate pre-game.
Oh, yeah.
And said, look at my dad's
Charlie, yeah, look. Is Charlie a FOF or not? We don't know.
No idea.
Look at my dad's training top.
And then never said we pieced it together after.
We were full of hope.
Charlie Hewings.
And that was when we were full of hope, John.
Yeah.
Minute silence. Okay. We can love again one day. One day we'll be able to love again and give ourselves fully to the Talk United cause.
Not that a, time has not come yet.
Not a talkie podcast.
Anyway, Charlie Hewing says, on the ice.
On the ice, Charlie.
Whilst I've never actually had a wee next to a footballer.
Oh, lovely.
We mentioned this last week. I can't remember how it came up. We mentioned it last week. Hmm. I came very close to doing so on the weekend. My friend dragged me down to watch Bristol Rovers versus Stevenage, where I agreed to go along as a Jamie Reid supporter.
Yes, well done, Les. I've thought of doing that, yeah.
Reedy scored his goal in there for Stevenage as well last night. Oh, Tuesday night.
V Wickham. No, V... Was it?
It must have been in the Carabao.
V Wickham.
The Carabao Cup. I agreed to go along as a Jamie Reid supporter. Having used the toilet pre-game, I spotted Chris Hargreaves.
No.
Just outside. It turns out he's the new under-20s coach for Bristol Rovers and was more than happy to stop for a chat and a photo. We talked about the recent playoff final madness and how ridiculously competitive the National League is becoming. Oh. He wished us all the best for the season ahead and a hearty up the goals.
Up the goals.
The game was absolutely dreadful, with Reedy only having one chance before being subbed off and Rovers losing 2-0 in the dying moments.
Yeah.
Football is well and truly back. Looking forward to seeing the Yellows back in action for another exciting season on the ice. Charlie Hewings.
On the ice, Charlie Hewings. That was a good story.
An encounter with a...
Talkie legend.
You're saying talkie legend?
He is a legend, John. He is a legend.
I think he slightly ruined his reputation afterwards.
He was all right, wasn't he? He was all right. And it was a nice letter, Charlie, because it involved weeing, taking photos with a talkie legend, and not at the same time.
And Jamie Reid, one of our favourite people.
I love Jamie Reid. I wish him... I think the Stevenage move is really, really good.
Working out so far, isn't it?
I think it's really good.
It's going great. I'm really pleased for him.
We're going to go and see him, aren't we, John?
I think
should
we touch base with Reid
little
and
away trip
that?
And watch Stevenage. Mm. Go and watch them play, because I think they're doing all right. They're near the top of the league, aren't they? Very, very good. This is the trouble. When you watch League Two football, you go, this looks shit. We'd fucking walk this, sorry. Gosh, I'm still depressed about it. But look, we just have to get on with it, John. And that's it. And that's the letters. Look, if you want to send us a letter, we'd really appreciate it. It is, what's the email address?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
There it is.
And we're at NatObsPod on Twitter as well. I think we had some lovely messages over the weekend. I thought I had to mention and I can't remember.
We had lots of nice messages on last week's episode. Very, very nice. Thank you very, very much for those. We really appreciate you getting in touch. We absolutely love that. Tell a friend about the NatObs pod. We always like that when we get new listeners.
Lee Riggs was the one I was thinking of. Gamini really, really enjoyed it because Lee Riggs is a Yeovil fan. And he got in touch to say, after hearing Yeovil tip to struggle.
Yes, that was you, John.
I say, bring back Gamini, says Lee Riggs.
Yes.
Wanted him back.
Not a Gamini podcast, as we have said before. So
Gammy was good, though.
He was good. They were good. We'll get Alan and Gammy on another point. Maybe one day we'll have Carol and Nicola on as well, John. That'll be a nice episode, wouldn't it? Maybe near Christmas.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. Thanks so much for listening.
That'll do it.
Tell us your friends. Tell all your friends. Tell us
your
friends.
Friends.
Tell us your friends.
Send us a list of your friends.
On the ice. The episode title is Tell Us a List of Your Friends.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.